Today's shir in the Daf Yomi, where Zochel, the Exodus Hashem Yisparach, to start a brand new Masechta Megillah. Masechta Megillah obviously deals a lot with the Halachos of Purim and associated Dinim, and we look forward to Ezra Hashem doing this beautiful Masechta together. So we begin the very, very first Omud Beis, Omud Aleph, Masechta Megillah. And we begin the Megillah, reading the Megillah's Esther, is Nikreis B'Yud Aleph, is read on Yud Aleph. We bedafki use the term over here, Nikreis, is to teach us that there is a chiyuv to go read it. It sounds like it's b'di'eved. We don't say korin hamegillah v'yud aleph yubeis, etc. We use the terminology nikreis. It should have said korin, the Ritva says. However, he writes, ein kriyas hamegillah domel kriyashma. This is different than kriyashma. We started off brachos, meim esai korin es hashma. So here we have a lashon of nikreis, so the Ritva says, because kriyashma is a chova on every individual to actually read it with their mouths. As opposed to the Megillah, you're allowed to listen to the Megillah, you're not obligated to read it, and therefore it is using the lashon of nikres. The Ramaz adds, and he says, in higher class of Korin, it would be a lashon of achiyav, it would be mashma, that it's a chovah lekrosa b'chol hazmanim, hamefuratim b'samach. It would imply that you have to read it multiple times, on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, etc. And therefore it uses the lashon of nikres to teach us that no, only one time do you have to listen to the Megillah being read. So, the Megillah is read on B'yud Aleph, Yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dalet, B'tezvav, Lo Pachas Lo Yoser. That we read the Megillah at one of these times, we'll see we read it in the morning and in the evening. The morning reading is actually the more important one, according to many poskim. But we read the Megillah at these times on one of these days, either Yud Aleph in the night and in the daytime, or Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, or Tezvav of Adar. And we don't read it earlier than that, lo pachos, lo yoser, and not later than that. It must be read on one of those days, from Yud Aleph through Tes Vav, inclusive, but not earlier and not later. Now, when do you read it? Krachin hamu kofin choma miyamos Yoshua ben Nun, those walled cities. Krachin hamu kofin choma is what we'll term as a walled city. But it has to be a walled city from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, not necessarily whether it had a wall during the days of Achashverosh, during the days of Mordechai the Esther, but it has to deal with whether it had a walled city in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So on those cities that were walled in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, so then Korin b'Tesvav, they have what we call Shushag Purim, they read the Megillah on Tesvav, not on Yud Aleph. As the Gemara will explain, they only read it on Tesvav and they don't read it on Yud Aleph. However, Kfarim, those non-walled cities, what we'll call Orei HaProzim, so those cities, the Kfarim, Vayoros, Gedolos, or even large cities, Korim B'Yadalit. That's the normal time to read it is on Yadalit. Ella, Shakfarim, Makedimim, Liyom HaKnisa. However, we do have sometimes that the small cities are allowed to read it earlier. They'll be the ones that will read it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. The villages, they can sometimes read it on those earlier days. Why? When? How do you do that? And now, what does it mean, Yom HaKnisa? Yom HaKnisa means the day that they gather, and they normally gather either for laning on Mondays and Thursdays. They didn't necessarily have their own minyanim. They would come in to hear the Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays. Or that would be the day that they would adjudicate all of the litigation that they might have, or to solve or answer any shilas they may have. So they would gather in. There were also market days. So Monday and Thursday are what are called the Yom HaKnisa, the day that the people from the small surrounding villages would come to the big town. Ketzad. Now, what are the examples? We'll go through every day of the week. The reason we don't start off with Sunday is we first want to start off, the Meiri says, with the day that everybody reads it on Yud Aleph. So, therefore, we're going to go through every day of the week. If Purim comes out on every day of the week, there's at least the theoretical possibility that Purim could come out on any day of the week. So, in those situations, what day would you read the Megillah, both for the small villages, for the people living in the cities, and for the people that are living in a walled city during the days of Yeshua ben Nun? Ketzad. So, Cholios Yud Aleph Basheni, when Purim comes out on a Monday. So, if Yud Aleph Adar is on a Monday, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Korin Bo Bayom. So then the Kfarim, the small little villages, as well as the Ayaros, the little cities, as well as the big cities, they all read it Bo Bayom, on Yud Aleph. That's why the Mimi says we wanted to start off on Monday when everybody reads it at the right time, on Yud Aleph. Mukavas Choma, the walled cities, Lemocha, they read it the next day, which would be Tes Vav, which would be Tuesday in this situation. Great. If Purim comes out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, Cholios Bishlishi or Reviv, if Purim comes out, Yud Aleph is either on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, so then the Kfarim, the people that live in the small little villages, the small little cities, Kfar Magdimim Liyom HaKnisa, they move it up. And instead of reading it on Yadalad, which would be Tuesday, or Yadalad, which would be Wednesday, they read it on Monday, the preceding Monday. So it would be respectively, if Yadalad was on Tuesday, so then Monday would be Yud Gimel. If Yadalad was on Wednesday, then Monday would be Yud Beis. These are examples of when you can read it on Yud Beis or Yud Gimel. So Holy Yos B'Shlisho Revi, Kfar Magdimim Liyom HaKnisa, they would move it up to Monday. But the big cities, Vayaros, Gedolos, still Korim Bo Bayom. They read it on that day, either on Yud Dalet, it's Tuesday, or Yud Dalet, it's Wednesday. They read it Bo Bayom. They always read it Bo Bayom. They never move it up. Only the small villages can move it up. And again, the walled cities, Mukavos Choma, they always read it Lemochar on Tesvav. So if Tuesday was Yud Dalet, then they would read it on Wednesday, Tesvav. If Wednesday was Yud Dalet, they would read it on Thursday, which is Tesvav. Very straightforward, very simple. Next scenario, Holios V'Chamishi, if Purim comes out on a Thursday, if Yud Dalet is on a Thursday, so that's the same thing as if Yud Dalet is on a Monday, and everybody reads it at the right time. Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Korim Bo Bayom. The little cities and the big cities, the little villages and the big cities, they all read it Bo Bayom on Thursday, Yud Dalet, and Mukavos Chol Melamacha, and the walled city reads it on Tesvav, which is Friday. No problem. Holios Erev Shabbos, if Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos, so then we have a little bit of a problem because you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. We'll see. There's a gzeira that was made. Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. We're concerned that you're going to go carry the Megillah on Shabbos, so we never read the Megillah on Shabbos, and therefore it's always going to be pushed off. If Yud Dalet or Tesvav were to come out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, and we have to rearrange. So in a situation when Yud Dalet is on Friday, so Tesvav would be on Shabbos. So what do you do in this situation? Holios Be'er Shabbos. So Kvarim Makdim LeMaknisa. By our principle that the Kvarim, the small little villages, they always move it forward to the Yom HaKnisa, if it's not Purim being on the Yom HaKnisa itself. So if Friday is Yud Dalet, so they'll read it on Yud Gimel Thursday. But here, you have the regular cities, Yayoros, Gdolos, and Umukafos Choma, Karim Bo Bayom. They both read it on Yud Dalet here. The large cities, as well as the walled cities in this situation, will read it on Yud Dalet on Friday, because we can't have Tezvav on Shabbos reading the Megillah. So in this situation, Yud Dalet Friday is going to be for both the large cities as well as the walled cities. Holios B'Shabbos, at least in the times of the witnesses coming and declaring when Shabbos would be, Purim could come out on Shabbos. The way our calendar is, Purim can never come out on Shabbos. So Holios B'Shabbos, if Yud Dalet is actually on Shabbos, so that nobody can read the Megillah on Shabbos. So nobody's going to read it on Yud Dalet. So Kfarim, the Ayaros Gedolos. So then the small little villages, they move it up to the Yom HaKnisa, and the large cities move it up as well. Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Makdimim V'Korim LeYom HaKnisa. Everybody goes and reads it on the 12th in this situation, Yud Dalet, which is Shabbos, so it's going to be Thursday, is going to be Yud Beis. And everybody, even the large cities, go and read it on the 12th. Since you're moving it up anyway, you might as well move it up to Thursday. This will make it less of a problem in terms of preparing for Shabbos. And also, it's already being read on Thursday, so you might as well have the people that would normally read it now on Friday. They're moving it up anyway. It's not the right time for them. So move it to what is the right time for somebody else. That's the way the Ran understands this. So therefore, both the small cities and the large cities don't read it on Yud Dalet on Shabbos, that's for sure. But they don't even read it on Yud Gimel on Friday, but they read it on Thursday, Yud Beis. Here we have no problem with the Mukavos Choma. However, the walled cities, Mukavos Choma, Lemocha, they have no problem. They can read it at the regular time, Tesvav, which is Sunday. No problem. And finally, the last possible scenario is Holios Achar Shabbos. If Yud Dalet Purim comes out on Sunday, so no problem to read it on Sunday. Therefore, Holios Achar Shabbos, if Purim comes out on Sunday, so the people that are living in the large cities, no problem. They read it on Sunday. The people living in the walled cities, no problem. They're going to read it on Monday. But here we have the unique situation where the people living in the small villages will read it on Yud Aleph. This is the only scenario where we read it on Yud Aleph. So when Purim comes out on Sunday, Holios Achar HaShabbos, Yud Dalet is on Sunday. So then the Kfarim, the little small villages, Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa, they can't read it on Sunday, so they have to move it up. But you move it up, you can't move it up to Shabbos, you can't move it up to Friday, you move it up to Thursday. That's Yud Aleph in this scenario. So here is where we have that Nikreis B'Yud Aleph. This is the one scenario when Purim comes out on Sunday that the small villages read it on Thursday, which is Yud Aleph. The regular cities, the Ayaros Gedolos, Korim Bo Bayom, they read it on that day, Yud Dalet, which is Sunday. And Mukavos Chol, the walled cities, Lemocha, they read it on Tesvav, which is Monday, and life is good. These as the Mishnah went through every possible scenario that Purim came out on every day of the week, and that's how we get that the Megillah is Nikres, be it Aleph, Yubez, Yigimel, Yudalet, or Tezvav, depending on what type of a place you're living in, that will determine what day of the week you read it on, and what day of the month, Yudalet through Tezvav, you read it on. The Gemara starts off and says, Megillah Nikres be Yudalet, Minolon. Where do we see that the Megillah is written in Yud Aleph? What's the source for this? Implying that this is a Doraisa that has a source. When we use the terminology Minolon, so where do we find that? Now, some aren't Goris, these words over here, because it's not only talking about Yud Aleph. We're seeing that it's talking about others. So some are not Goris the words Megillah, Nikris, Yud Aleph at all. And they just say Minolon. Now, the Gemara's question is strong either way. Minolon is an unusual terminology. And the Gemara questions, it says Minolon. You're saying that this is a implying that there's a source in Tanakh for this, that there's a Doraisa source for this. Purim, a great, great, great day, is Midrabanan. So it should have used the terminology, my timer. Why did the rabbi set it up this way, as opposed to Minolan? What is the source? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Kidwaina Lemeimer Lekaman. You've already told us, I said this outside, we're going to see it inside, that the reason that they move it up to the Yom HaKnisa, Kidamin LaMemel HaKaman, Chachamim HaKilu Ala Kvarim, Lios Makdim LaYom HaKnisa, that the small little villages, the rabbis allowed them, they gave them a kula to go and read it on the Monday or the Thursday, because they're coming into town that day, and either they're going to read it for themselves. Some of them, unfortunately, point out that how could somebody in the big cities read it for them, because they're not mechuyev yet, it's only the kfarim that are mechuyev, so that is a problem, and some sources suggest that the people in small towns read it. If they could read it themselves, so why did they need to come into town? Because they didn't have a minyan, and it's better to read the Megillah with a minyan. So they would read it themselves. A small town person would be the laner for the Megillah. Others suggest, no, that since it is their obligation to read it that day, so then even a person who's not mechuyev would be allowed to go and read it for them, because it is a chiyev, and the person who's reading it would be mechuyev at another time, and therefore a person from the big town could read it for them. In any event, the Chachamim were makel to allow the little villages to go, people living in the little villages, to go and read it on the Yom HaKnisa, the day that they would gather in the bigger cities on Monday or Thursday. So that's what we've already said. That's what the Gemara is going to tell us. And therefore, it's not Minolan. It's not a din in the Torah. And the reason for this, in addition to what I said, is Kadesh Yaspiku Mayim Umozun Leachayim Shebekrachim. The little villages, they were farmers, they would supply the people in the bigger city with food and water. They would take care of all of their needs. If they were busy listening to Megillah, it would stare the observance of Purim. People wouldn't have as much plenty, and therefore we allow them to go and read it earlier, so they're more free and available to help take care of the needs of the bigger city on Purim. So what are you telling me, Minolan? This is a Gzeiros Chachamim. This is a kula that the rabbis instituted over here. So someone says, yeah, that wasn't our question. When we said Minolan, what we really were asking is as follows. Anan, the Gemara is saying, we, Hachi Kamina, this is what we were really asking. Mirte. So let's take a look and see what happens over here. Kulu Anshe Knesset Hagdolo Takninu. The holiday of Purim was set up by the Nevi'im that lived at the time of Mordechai. Mordechai and Esther, the story occurred in between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. There still was the Anshe Knesset Hagdolo, and amongst them were Nevi'im. So the Anshe Knesset Hagdolo were great, great individuals, and they set up the Yom Tov Purim. Now, if they set up Purim to be Yud Dalet and Tezvav, we have a problem if they weren't the ones that also set up Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. What's the problem? Because these Sokadai Tech, you're going to tell me that the Anshe Knesset Hagdolah only Yud Dalet and Tezvav Tikkun, if you're going to tell me that they only set up Purim to be on Yud Dalet for the people and Tezvav for the walled city people, that was the only Takana that the Anshe Knesset Hagdolah had done, so then we got a problem. Also, Rabbanan, could later Rabbanan come? V'akre takanta de takinu anshe knesses hagdola? Is it possible that a later generation, which by almost definition means that they were smaller than them in their Torah learning and mistoma in their size, so it would be impossible for a later generation to change the takana of the anshe knesses hagdola? So how could that possibly be? Because we learned, but none. The famous Mishnah in Edios, it's mentioned in many other places as well, Ein Beis Din Yochel Levatel Divrei Beis Din Chaveiro Elohim Kein Godu Imenu B'Chochum Abinyan. A later Beis Din is essentially almost never able to go and change a takana from an earlier Beis Din, because the only way you could do that would be if the later Beis Din was greater than the earlier Beis Din. And Niskatnu Adoris, we constantly are going down. The further we get away from Har Sinai, from Matan Torah, the less great we are. As opposed to the modern thinking is that, oh, the latest generation is always better than the previous generation. So that's not the halachic approach. That's not the Torah approach. We say niskadnu adoros. So therefore, it's impossible for a later generation to overturn, to overrule, to change a takana that an earlier generation had established. So if the Anshei Knesset Gedolah had only set up Yudalit and Tezvav as days of reading the Megillah, so then a later generation, albeit Tanoim, great people, would not have the ability to go and change that and say, now you can not read it on Yudalit and Tezvav, you can also read it Yudalit, Yubez, and Yugimel. So that's our problem. And therefore, we must say, Elopshito, Kulu, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Takinu, that when Purim was set up, built into it, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said that yes, we're recommending that it be read on Yudalit and Tezvav most of the time. But for the people living in the small villages, we're going to allow sometimes it to be read Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel. That is Pshita, the Gemara says, and therefore the question in Nalim was, Hecha Remiza, since this was set up by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who were the authors, if you wish, of the Megillah, the Nevi'im there wrote Megillas Esther. So therefore, in this situation, there must have been a source or a allusion in the Psukim of the Megillah to this idea of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. And that's why we use the terminology Minolon. Where do we find such a source in the Megillah rather than my time? Or why did the rabbi set up such a takana? Ah, beautiful. So now, we have two main reasons, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, which we'll see is Rabbi Akiva, ultimately, that there are two reasons or two sources in the Megillah to state why Chazal set up, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah set up that you could read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel sometimes, and not only Yud Aleph and Tesvav. So the first one is Rav Shman Bar Abba. So Amar Rav Shman Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Shman Bar Abba said to Rav Yochanan, Amar Kwa, because we have a pasuk in the Megillah that says, Lekayim es yemei ha-purim ha-eile bizmanehem, that you should establish these days of Purim bizmanem, in their many times. Bizmanem is plural. It means in their many times. And it means zmanim harbe, that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah set up many times tiknu lehem, that you could read the Megillah. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, and Tesvav. So therefore, this is the zmanehem drosha of Rav Shman Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. Mura says, wait a second, you need the word bizmanem to teach me something else. Hi, the word bizmaneim, miboyele, you need it for legufe, to teach us the basic thing, that there's yudalid and tesvav. How do we know that there's yudalid and tesvav? Ah, bizmaneim, in those times, plural, yudalid or tesvav. So you need it. How can you say it's free to teach us yudalid, yudbeis, and yudgimel as well? Where says, no, if we only wanted to teach us yudalid and tesvav, im kain, you know what you could have said in the pasuk? Instead of bizmaneim, you could have said, lemakra zman. You could have used the terminology zman. Just the word zman. Likayim esimei apurim eile bizman. You just said bizman. Why bizmanehem? Why did you have to have the word zmanehem? Ah, zmanim tuva. This teaches us more than just yudalit and tesvav. It also teaches us yudalit, yudbeis, and yudgimel. Where it still questions this and says, vakati meboile, you still need, even if it wrote the word zmanim, that I would need it to teach me zmano shoseh, lo bizmano shoseh. Then I would still need the word for its basic drasha to teach me that the people that read it on Yudalit don't read it on Tesvav. The people who read it on Tesvav don't read it on Yudalit. So how do I still know Yudalit, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel? I wouldn't know that if it just said the word Zmanehem. I need to teach me this drasha that you don't read it on Yudalit. If you're reading it on Tesvav, you don't read it on Tesvav, you're reading it on Yudalit. Where it says again, no. If that's all it wanted to teach us, it didn't have to say the word Zmanehem. Im kain, lemakra bizmanom. It could have just said Zmanom. It didn't have to say Zmanehem. I would have learned that. Everybody has to read it. Bizmanam, meaning Yudalit has to read on Yudalit, but not Tesvav. And the Tesvav Knicks, they have to read on Tesvav and not Yudalit. So I still wouldn't know Yudalit, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Bizmanehem, Zmanehem, my Zmanehem, Shamis Mino Kulu. If it uses the terminology Zmanehem, I can learn all of these dinim out. I can learn out that you don't read it on more than one day. Each place has to read it on its own special day, either Yudalit or Tesvav, and under extenuating circumstances for the villages, we move it up to Yom HaKnisa, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Great. This is the first drasha, Rav Shman Bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan, that is his drasha. Fine. The Gemara still has a question on this. The Gemara says, Eino Zmanim Tuva. So then, why are we stopping Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Maybe it means that you can read it any time in the month. After all, it does tell us, HaChodesh HaZeh, this is a great month. The entire month is a great month. So this is a great month. Maybe you can read the Megillah any time in the month. Maybe Zmaneyem means as long as you're reading in Chodesh Adar, you're good. Shmuel says no. Zmaneyem implies dumya dizmanom. Zmaneyem means it must be similar to the ideal time. The ideal time is Yudalat Hezvav, 2 days. So therefore, Bizmaneim is adding on 2 days. Mazimanum, the right time, quote, is 2 days, Yudalit and Tesvav, Zmanum Tre. So Avzmaneim adds on, but it only adds on 2 more. Avzmaneim adds on 3. So therefore, there's only 2 additional days. Now, this is an obvious question because Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel is not 2, it's 3. And the Gemara says, so therefore, they mo tre sa utleisa. So therefore, it means 2 extra days, so you can read the Megillah on Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. And, of course, the Beis, Yud Aleph, Tezvav. Where do you get Yud Aleph from? We're stuck. No, that's easily answered. The Gemara says, Kid Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. As Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, we'll see this in a moment where he actually said it. It will be in the second teretz. So here, the first teretz uses the same reasoning that we'll bring in the second teretz. As Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, what did he say? He says, Yud Gimel was already instituted as a day of gathering. Nikalu hayudim biarehem. So Yud Gimel is Zman Kihila Lakoli. Everybody agrees that they all gathered on Yud Gimel. So Yud Gimel certainly is the day of the Nais. That's the day that they defeated the Amalekim. That's the day that they defeated Haman HaRasha. And therefore, everybody says the Beis Din is that you can read it not only on your Dalet Hezvav, but it's implied in the Megillah that you can already read it on your Gimel. You don't need Bizmaneim to teach me that day. And therefore, the Lo Tzorich L'Rabuya, it doesn't need a special drasha. Your Gimel stands by itself. And therefore, Hochanami, so too. In our case, Yud Gimel Zman Kihil Lakolhi, just like Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said it over there, which is the exact same drasha, so we say it over here as well, that Yud Gimel stands by itself, Yud Gimel Zman Kihil Lakolhi, everybody could read it on Yud Gimel, and the Lo Tzorich L'Rabuye, the word Bizmaneim, isn't needed to teach us Yud Gimel, and therefore, it's coming to teach us 2 different days, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. So we learn out the 5 days, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis from Bizmaneim, just like 2 days Yud Dalet Tezvav, so two extra days, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Yud Gimel stands by itself, and Yud Dalet Tezvav, they're the basic din. Okay, the Gemara says, who says that the 2 days are Yud Aleph and Yud Beis? Ve'emar, Shisar, maybe it's the 16th, and Shivsar, the 17th. Maybe you can read the Megillah, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet Tezvav, and then add on 2 days, Tezayin, Yud Zayin. Maybe that's the way it should be. Because the Gemara says that can't be. The Pasuk says, Lo Yavar Ksiv. The Pasuk tells us that you can never read it beyond that. The Pasuk Beferi says, V'lo Yavar, you can't read it beyond Tesvav. So if you have to add on 2 days and you can't add on afterwards, you must add them on beforehand. And obviously, you add it on to the first 2 possible days. Nobody would have a hobby to say, read it Beis and Gimel, and then Yud Gimel Yudala Tesvav. No, if you're reading it, Yud Gimel Yudala Tesvav, and you have to add on 2 days. So it is logical. The most logical way is to add on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. That's drasha number 1, Rav Shman Bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan. Second explanation is from Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeini. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Amar, he says, that based upon the pasuk in the Megillah that says, Amar Kra, Kayomim, Asher Nochu Be'am HaYudim. It should be like the days that the Jewish people rested, which is Yudalit and Tesvav. So there are additional days that you read the Megillah, Yomim, Kayomim. There'll be additional days like the 2 days, Yudalit and Tesvav. There are 2 additional days, Kayomim, just like them, that you're also able to read the Megillah. And which 2 days is that? L'Rabos, Yud Aleph, the Yud Beis. And the Gemara asked the same question we asked before. Why are you being marba Yud Aleph and Yud Beis? Ve'emar Treisa Utleisa. Maybe it should be Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. And the Gemara says here, Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Here's where Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said his basic din. Yud Gimel's Ma'akiyilu Lakoli, V'lo Tzorech L'Rabuye. That Yud Gimel was already incorporated in the original Takana, the Anshei Sekeses HaGdola, says Nikalu HaYudim. So they all gathered. They gathered on Yud Gimel. So Yud Gimel's already automatically included in the din of reading the Megillah. And therefore, we have 2 extra days, Kayamim, to teach me Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And again, the Gemara asked the same questions before of Eimah, Shisar, V'Shivsar. Who says you move it forward, say Yud Aleph, Yud Beis? Why not make it Tezayin and Yud Zayin after Yud Aleph, Tezvav? And the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yavar, Ksiv. You're not allowed to ever go beyond that. So therefore, you have to add 2 days. It can't be Tezayin, Yud Zayin. It can't be Yud Gimel, because you already have that included. So therefore, you add on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And this is the drasha of Shmuel Bar Nachmeini. He has teretz number 2 as to where the source in the Megillah is to read it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, as well as Yud Aleph and Tesvav. Okay. Gemara now asks, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, my time alo amar bizmanehem, why didn't each shita say like the other shita? So the second answer, which was Shmuel ben Achmeni, who said kayomim, why didn't he like the drasha of bizmanehem? So Gemara says, he didn't hold from this drush of Zman, Zmanom, Zmanayim, Lomashule. He didn't think that that was right, that you would have gone through each of these calculations. He felt Bismanayim just teaches us the basic din that you're not allowed to read it on your Dalit if you're reading it on Tetzvav. You're not allowed to read it on Tetzvav if you're reading it on your Dalit. You don't have to read it on both. And that's it. That's all he learns out from Bismanayim. You have to read it in their respective times. He wouldn't have darshaned anything else out. Okay, that's why Rav Shmon Achmeni didn't like the drush of Bismanayim. No, why didn't Rav Shmon Bar Abba, my time Rav Shimon bar Abba said the name of Yochanan, my time, Elohomar, mi kayomim, why didn't he like the drosha of Rav Shimon bar Achmeini? So Amalach, so Rav Shimon bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan would answer, how the Doros would live. This is teaching us, kayomim means every year in the future, not just that year did they read the Megillah, but every year in the future, they would go and read the Megillah on those days. And therefore, it wasn't free to teach us this din of Yad Aleph Yud Beis. Okay. Gemara now questions and says, Amar Rabba bar Barchan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zu Divri Rabbi Akiva Stimto. Our Mishnah, these two shittas that explained our Mishnah, only go in accord with the Mishnah, which is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Stimto. Why is he called Stimto? So Rashi gives two explanations. The first one Rashi says is, Harbe Stam Mishnah. Saw some Rebbe Shehein Divri Rabbi Akiva, that when Rebbe organized and redacted all the Mishnayos, Rebbe is the editor, if you wish, of the Mishnayos, so Rebbe often incorporated them as a Stam Mishnah. We don't say who the author of our Mishnah is, it's called the Stam Mishnah, so they're frequently the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. That's Teretz number one. Alternatively, Yesh Mefarshim, Stim Tah means Kol HaStumim Tamid of Haya, that many of the places where we have a Stam something, it's a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Kidama B'Sedev, like the Morning Sanhedrin tells us, Stam Mishnah's Rabbeya. Usually a Stam Mishnah's Rabbeya. Rabbeya was a star pupil of Rabbi Akiva. Stam Tosefta is Rabbi Nechemia, another pupil of Rabbi Akiva. Stam Safra, Rabbi Yehuda, another Talmud, great Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. The Hulu, Stim Toi, Ali with Rabbi Akiva. And each of them as a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, when they had a Stam Mishnah, Tosefta, or Safra, so they would be saying it in accord with Rabbi Akiva's opinion as their Rabbi. Okay, Rashi says there's a problem with that, but no, those are the two terutzim of Rashi. So therefore, Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Yochanan says that this entire drasha is only based upon the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the Dorish, and he holds Zman, Zmanom, Zmanem. He actually personally holds the first drasha that we brought down from Rav Shmon Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. However, the Chachamim disagree. Avo Chachamim Omrim Ein Karnosa Ella Bismana, that the only time you're allowed to read the Megillah is Yud Dalet or Tesvav. They don't hold Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. This is only the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. More questions this. Really? Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, it's really? Chachamim never say you can read it early? Maisi, I'll show you that that's not true. Because we have a Brisa. The Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Emosai, under what circumstances does the Chazal, the Anshei Pesach Nola, allow the people living in the small villages to move it up to the Yom HaKnisa, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Under what circumstances? Emosai, Bisman Shashonim Kisiknon, V'Yisrael Shruyin Alad Mosin. That's when the calendar is set up by the witnesses through Re'iyah, and Yisrael is sitting pretty in their land, and we have the ability to make these dates different. Because everybody knows, we have to wait till Beis Din to declare what day is Purim, what day is Rosh Chodesh, etc. Therefore, that is true that they can sometimes move it up to Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, because everybody knows that just because they read the Megillah, it doesn't necessarily mean that Pesach is going to be 30 days later. Abu was born as there, but nowadays, Nebuch, the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. We have a set calendar. Purim comes out on a certain day in the calendar, so people are going to say 30 days later, Yud Dalet Adar, 30 days later is going to be Yud Dalet Nisan, and it's Erev Pesach. But people look to see when Purim is to determine when Pesach is. So Ein Karanos Ela Bismana. Now we don't let anybody read it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, because that could lead to a terrible takola. You know what? They're going to say, today is Purim, even though it's Yud Aleph. They're going to say, 30 days from now is Erev Pesach. And they're going to have no chametz on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, no problem. And they won't have chametz for a couple of days of Pesach. But then, as soon as the 7 days, 8 days have gone by, they're going to say, now we can eat chametz again. It's going to be the middle of Pesach. So therefore, it can lead to a terrible takala. So therefore, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that nowadays, Ein Karnos Ela Bismana. Now, who does Rabbi Yehuda go like? And this is going to be the question on Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Bachan, Amar Yochan, says that you never read it early. Ain't Korno Sel Bismano under any situation. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that that's true only Bisman, that nowadays when we have a set calendar. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Alibi the man. Whose opinion is Rabbi Yehuda going to? Ilayim Alibi the Rabbi Akiva. If you're telling me he's going like his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda was a star pupil of Rabbi Akiva, if he's making a statement according to his Rabbi, Afil Bisman Azeh, Isal Haitakanta. Rabbi Akiva lived after the Chorban. Right? We have many stories about Rabbi Akiva consoling the Chachamim after the Chorban. So Rabbi Akiva lived after the Chorban, and he's telling us the din is that you read it, sometimes you're Aleph, you're Beis, you're Gimel. And this was after the calendar was already set up, that they didn't necessarily have Riyah. So even Bisman Hazeh, Isa Lahai Takanta. So they would still apply this Takana if he was holding it to Rabbi Akiva. That can't be true. So Rabbi Yehuda, when he's making the statement, it can't be going according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. It's just not true. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it doesn't apply nowadays, it can't be going in accord with Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Elo, he must be saying it, Elo Lav, Aliva the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda is following the opinion of the Chachamim, who say, Ubizman Shashonim Kisiknam, Yisro Shruin Alad Mosan, Mio Karinan. It's only nowadays that they read it, Bedavka, on Yudal of the Tezvav. Implication being, however, that before that, even the Chachamim would say that you could read it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, and that's a kasha to Yufta, the Rav Yochanan, to Yufta. That seems to shlug up Rabba Bar Brachan, Amar Rav Yochanan, that says the Chachamim never said you could read it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and here you clearly see the Rav Yehuda holds that the Chachamim do say, originally, when they had the Chodesh being declared by Re'iyah, when people weren't set that Purim would be 30 days before Pesach, so then, in that situation, even the Chachamim hold you can read it Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Tiyufta on Rabba Bar Brachan or Rav Yochanan. We slugged them up, Tiyufta. That's the first version. Alternatively, this is the way that Rabba Bar Brachan or Rav Yochanan said his statement, and it's not a Tiyufta. Ika di Amre, a second version of what Rabba Bar Brachan or Rav Yochanan said is as follows. Rabba Bar Brachan or Rav Yochanan, Zu Divri Rabbi Akiva Stimta. This is only in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Stimta. However, Abu Chachamim Amru, the Chachamim say, depends when. Bisman has there, whole mistaklim ba, and korin otsuela bismana. Nowadays, when people are expecting Purim to be 30 days before Pesach, so you're right, then we can't read it, Yudalef Yubez Yugimel. But originally, when it was earlier, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, then the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, even according to the Chacham, set up that you can read it, Yudalef Yubez Yugimel, and therefore, this is not a kasha on Rabba Bar Brachan, it's actually going to be a raya to him. As Tani Namiyachi, now this Brisa of Rabbi Yehuda is actually a raya to Rabba Bar Brachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani Rabbi Yehuda says, Emosai, under what circumstances do we say you sometimes read it in Aleph Yibayz Yigimel and sometimes you do not? It depends. That's what we just said. Bisman Shashonim Kisiknam Yisrael Shurim Alad Mosan. Then you're allowed to go read it in Aleph Yibayz Yigimel because nobody's going to make a mistake and think that 30 days later is Pesach because they know that there is this accommodation that was made during the time that the Beis HaMikdash stood. And Yisrael Shurim Alad Mosan. So then you can read it sometimes in Aleph Yibayz Yigimel and nobody will make a takola that 30 days later is Pesach. However, once that no longer was the case, Nebuch, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Mehar Yemeinu should be rebuilt. Abu Bizman Hazeh, Ho Mistaklim, but people are expecting Pesach to be 30 days after Purim, and Karanos Elo Bizman. Then we only allow you to read it on Yudalit, or in the walled cities, on Tezvav. Nobody makes a mistake. They know that Tezvav is not Yudalit, and therefore it can't lead to a Takala. So therefore, the first version had it as the Tiyufta against Rabba Bar Brachan Amar Yochanan. Second version had it as a Raya to Rabba Bar Brachan Amar Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, Rav Ashi found that there was a stira in this statement of Rabbi Yehuda with another statement that Rabbi Yehuda made later, and therefore we'll see he changed around one of the appellations over here to not be Rabbi Yehuda, but to be someone else. Rav Ashi, kashalei the Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi found the stira in the statements of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we turn to Beis Omer Beis, and what is that stira? Umokim lo lebraisa ki Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And therefore, the braisa that we just learned, he says, wasn't authored by Rabbi Yehuda, it was authored by Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda. It was authored by somebody who had a similar name to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why they must have made a mistake. It was Rossi Bar Yehuda, but not Rabbi Yehuda himself. And this way he reconciles it, there's no stira in the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the other statement besides this Bryce that we just brought down that we know is attributed to Rabbi Yehuda? Umi Omer Yehuda Bizman Ezehol Mistaklim Ba. Because the next Tanoic statement from Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah on Daf Hey that we're going to bring down, contradicts what we just said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, ain't korinos ela bismana. Did Rabbi Yehuda really say that? That nowadays we don't allow you to read Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Urmini, we're going to see in the Mishnah on Daf Hey, it says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda apparently, Emosai, when do we say that you're allowed to move it up? Makom Shenichnasim B'Sheni B'Chamishi. Those small villages that they come into town to the Yom HaKnisa on Sheni and Chamishi. But if you don't come into town on Monday and Thursday, then you read it on your Dalit. So places that come into the town, they get to read it on earlier dates. But places that don't come into town on Monday or Thursday, so they read it in their own town on your Dalit, no matter what. Now, Malcolm, this implies Shinichnasim Bishneni Uvachamishi Mio Karinan. They do allow them to read it on Monday and Thursdays. Va'afilus Barazeh, implying even nowadays. This is a din that's not restricted to only during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, but would apply even nowadays. So clearly, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah on Daf Hey says that the ability to move it up to Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel is not limited to Bisman HaBeis HaMikdash, but it's even post-Beis HaMikdash. Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, one statement on the other statement, and therefore, Umokim Lo Lebraisa, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and therefore, as a result of that, Rashi says, you have to change around the name in the Braisa, not to be Rabbi Yehuda, but it was authored by Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, and not Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara says, and because you had a problem, you had a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, you just make up to change it around, and one of them say he's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? That's not right. Umishum dekashalei the review, that the review, because you seem to have a stira between the Braisa that we just brought down and the Mishnah on Daf Hey, because there's a seemingly stira in Rabbi Yehuda, you just have the right to go change it around. Mokim lo Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, who gave you the right to change that? You just can't make a change in the name of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Ashi had a tradition that that was the right answer. Rav Ashi, Shmielei, he had a tradition, Dika Detani Lo Kirav Yehuda, Dika Detani Lo Kirav Yossi Rav Yehuda. There were two ways that they had learned that Braisa. There was one version that had learned it in the name of Rav Yehuda, but there was another version that he had. Rav Ashi wasn't making it up. There was a Tanoic version that said that the author of the Braisa was Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda. Why did he pick that choice and say that that's the authoritative Braisa and not the Braisas that they're attributed to Rabbi Yehuda? He says, "Omi dekashli the Rabbi Yehuda, since we have this seemingly stira, if you attribute it to Rabbi Yehuda between the two statements, Daf Hey, of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda and this Braisa that we just brought down of Rabbi Yehuda, since they seem to be irreconcilable, so Omar, he therefore said, Man the Tony Law, the one who learned the Braisa in the name of Kirabi Yehuda, he obviously, Lav Davka, wasn't so careful in the appellation of who the author of that Braisa was, and he made a mistake. He heard Rabbi Yehuda in the name somewhere. It was really Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, but he wasn't so careful. He wasn't medakdik. He was Lav Davka. As opposed to the Braisa that was more authoritative, he says, Man, the Tony Law, Ki Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he must have been much more careful, and that's the right attribution, Davka. Therefore, that's why Rav Ashi chose to change the Braisa to say it's authored by Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda, because he had a tradition. They had a Braisa that it was authored by Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda, and to accept that tradition rather than the other tradition that said that it was authored by Rav Yehuda. Now you quote the Mishnah, Karachim amu kavim chomo mi Yossi Yeshua ben Nun, kor mechamishos v'chulei, those walled cities that were walled from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they read it on Tesvav, they read it on the 15th day. Where it says, Mino Hanimili, again, where's the source in the Megillah for this? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, the Amar Korg Pasuk Mil says, Al Kena Yehudim HaPirozim, the Jews that lived in the non-walled cities, Pirozim means open cities. So Jews that lived in the non-walled cities, HaYoshvim Be'orei HaPirozos, that live in these non-walled cities, Vigomer. So they read it on Yudalit. That's what the Pasuk says. Osim on Yudalit. Read the Pirozim Ba'arbasa, and from the fact that we specifically say that the unwalled cities, the non-walled cities, they read it on Yudalit, implication being that the Mukafim, the walled city people, they read it b'chamish asar. So that's Rava's drasha. Gemara says, maybe they ma'prozim b'yarbasar Mukafim klal lo. Maybe the implication of the pasuk is that if you live in a non-walled city, you read it on your dalit, because that was an ace, because you're living in an unprotected city and you were saved. But guess what? The people that live in a walled city, they were saved anyway. They're living in a walled city. They were protected. They closed the gates to their city and they would have been saved without any fight. So therefore, maybe we want to suggest that the people that live in a walled city don't have to read the Megillah. Maybe that's the right answer. Moore says, what? How could you possibly say that? The Lav Yisrael did it? What? They're not Jews? Well, we're going to separate out only the Klai Yisrael that was involved in the Nase. They get to say it. And those that aren't involved in the Nase, they don't have to say it. That can't be. And furthermore, the Megillah says, they hold the back Kush Siv. Everybody was involved in the Nase. So that can't be the answer. So Moore says, you're right. They mo prozim bar beisar. Maybe the people living in the non-walled cities, they read on Yudalit, and the people that live in the walled cities, they read it also on Yudalit, but they get a special day to read it on Tesvav. Kiddusit, Lios Osim, Ace, Yom, Arbo Asor, Lechodesh Ador, V'Ace, Yom Chamisha Asor Bo, V'Chol Shana. Maybe they get to read it twice. The walled city people read it Yudalit and Tesvav, and maybe that's the answer. I says that's not right. I have a kasiv, if the Pasuk had said, I have a kosav, Ace, Yom, Arbo Asor, then you'd be right. Then you'd read it in the walled cities on the 14th and on the 15th. But there's an extra ace in between. Since the pasuk says ace yom arba asor, and then it adds the ace yom chamish asor, that extra the ace is unnecessary. You could have just said ace yom arba asor, the yom chamish asor. So since it added the ace yom chamish asor, it's to separate it out. Also, ace upasik, the word ace comes along and separates it out. And therefore, the people living in the non-walled cities, hani barba asor, they read it, and the people living in the walled cities, hani b'chamish asor, Askinon, they have to read it on the 15th day, and therefore each is separate, and that's the din. Gorsa still says, "V'ein m'prozim b'arbeis." So maybe the non-walled cities they read it on the 14th, and the mukafin they have an option, field is choice. Ibar b'arbeis, ibar b'chameis. They can read it whenever they want, either the 14th or the 15th. Gorsa says, "No, that's what we have to draw shav bismaneim. Everybody has to read it in their own time. Amakor bismaneim, zmano shozeh, lo zmano shozeh. Everybody has to read it at their set time." The non-walled cities 14, the walled cities 15. One last shot. We said before, that's the day of gathering. So maybe the 13th is the right day to read it. So where it says, no, it has to be Kishushan. The people living in the walled cities read it like Shushan. Now Shushan wasn't the walled city necessarily. And therefore, if Shushan reads it on Tezvav, and we're saying that the walled cities should read it, it should be like Shushan. So therefore, they read it Tezvav and not on Yud Gimel. Where it says, great, we now know that you have to Ashkon Asiyah. We do all the actions of Purim, such as the Suda and Simchas Purim. So that's the action that's called Asiyah. So we see that that has to be done on Yudalit and Tesvav, respectively. Zechira, but the reading of the Megillah, to remind ourselves of the miracle of Purim, the reading of the Megillah, Minolan, that that's also Yudalit and Tesvav. Until now, who knows that we're talking about the Megillah? We're talking about Sudas Purim, Simchas Purim. So where it says, no. The pasuk in the Megillah tells us, "Amakra the hayomim ho'ele niskorim v'nasim." They're remembered. You read the Megillah niskorim, and also v'nasim, and you do the mitzvahs of the day as well at that same time. So therefore, Yudalit and Tezvav are for the Megillah as well, not just for Simchas Purim, Sudas Purim. Now we question the whole idea about walled cities from the day of Yoshua ben Nun. Masnisin the Loki Aitano, our Mishnah, which says that the walled cities from the day of Yoshua ben Nun doesn't go in accord with the following brisa, the Tanya. The brisa says, Rabbi Shua ben Karach Omer, Rabbi Shua ben Karach tells us, Kirachin hamukaf m'choma miyemos achashverosh, Korin mechamish osar. Not from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, but walled cities that were around at that time, when the Nes of Purim took place. If you lived in a walled city, you read it on Tesvav. As opposed to our Mishnah, which says that only if you were in a walled city that was walled at the time of Yeshua ben Nun. We don't care if it's walled right now. If it was walled at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, you read the Megillah on Tezvav. If it's walled during the times of Achashverosh, but wasn't known to be walled in the times of Yoshua ben Nun, the Tanav Amisha says you wouldn't read it on Tezvav, you'd read it on Yedalit. But the Brisa of Yeshua ben Karkas specifically states it depends whether it was walled during the holiday of Purim or not. So clearly our Mishnah and this Brisa of Yeshua ben Karkas can't go together. Where it says, my time of the Rishu Mekarcha, what was the Rishu Mekarcha's reasoning for saying that you should read it in walled cities at the time of Achashverosh? So he says, very similar. It says, Ki Shushan, it has to be like Shushan. Ma Shushan mukefes chomu yimos Achashverosh. Shushan was a walled city during the days of Achashverosh, v'kor mechamish osar, and it was read on the 15th, so I've called, shemukefes chomu yimos Achashverosh, kor mechamish osar. So therefore, it was also cities that were walled at the time of Achashverosh. I said before, a moment ago, that Shushan wasn't the walled city. I misspoke. Shushan was a walled city, and therefore, any walled city at the time that Shushan was a walled city during the days of Achashverosh, they had to read it on Tesvav. Okay. The Tana Didon, my time, so new. Why does the Tana of our Mishnah say it's walled during the times of Yeshua ben Nun, and not necessarily during the time of Purim? So, Yolif Prozi Prozi is a Gzereshava. It's an unusual Gzereshava, because you don't make a Zereshava from Tanakh, you only make a Zereshava from Chumash, so it's really in a Smachta. So Yolev Praze Praze from the following two locations where it says Praze. Ksivach, it says in the Megillah, Al-Kain Hayudim Ha-Prazim, therefore the Jewish people that lived in the unwalled cities. And it says in Chumash, Uksivasim, Levad Meorei Ha-Prazi Harbei Ma'od. So it refers to Ari Aprazi over there. The Malahalan, we delete the words Mukefes Choma because they're not Mukefes Choma. We're talking about the Prazim, the non-walled cities. So the words Mukefes Choma twice over here in this sentence are incorrect. So Malahalan, Miyamos, Yeshua ben Nun, those unwalled cities we're talking about, unwalled at the time Yeshua ben Nun, so too, Avkan, we make the prazi, so too, we delete the words Mukefes Choma, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, those cities that were unwalled during the days of Yeshua ben Nun. In other words, unwalled cities during the day of Yeshua ben Nun, they read on Yudalid. Walled cities implication being in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they read it on Tesvav. So that's the source of the Tana of our Mishnah. No, Bishlam Rav Yeshua ben Karchal Omar Kitana Didan, because the last lay prazi. He doesn't hold from this seemingly Gzeirah Shava. It's not a real Gzeirah Shava. He doesn't hold from prazi. So we understand why Rav Yeshua ben Karchal doesn't like the Tana of our Mishnah. No, El Tana Didan, the author of our Mishnah, Rav Akiva, my time, Allah Omar Yeshua ben Karchal. Why didn't he say like Rav Yeshua ben Karchal? It's interesting. Some say Rav Yeshua ben Karchal was Rav Akiva's son. It's unclear that that's true, but some suggest that Rabbi Shimon Karcha was Rabbi Kiva's son. In any event, why does Rabbi Kiva hold like Rabbi Shimon Karcha? Shmuel says, "My taima, what are you talking about? He has a Gzeir Shava. Da is lay prazi prazi." Shmuel says, "No, that's not what we meant. Even though he has a Gzeir Shava, Hachi Kama, we're asking El Shushan the Avdo Kiman. Shushan, how did they do it? What was their day of doing it? Lo Kiprazim, velo Kimukafim. Shushan is in some ways like a walled city." And then it reads it on Tesvav, but that's because it has a wall now. We don't know for a fact that it had a wall during the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And therefore, it's not like the Mukafin, because we don't know that it was Mukafin in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And it's not like the Prozim, because it has a wall now. So it's not read on Yadalit. So that's why we're asking Rabbi Akiva, why did you say Yoshita? So I'm a Rava. Rava says, other say Barmelo Kedi. Kedi is either the name of Talmud Chacham, or more likely it means that it was named without an attribution. Somebody said, Ploni said. So Rava or Kedi said, Shiny Shushan, Hoel Vanasa Bones. You're right. Even though we don't know that Shushan had a wall during the days of Yeshua ben Nun, but nevertheless, that's where the Nes occurred. So therefore, they read it on Tesvav. Nanakmor says, Bishlam Latana Didan, everything is good according to Rabbi Akiva, because Hainu Dixiv, Medina, Medina, the ear of ear. We understand why it uses this terminology, Medina, Medina, ear of ear. Each is telling us something. What does each one tell us? Medina, Medina, that comes to teach us, Lechali Bein Mukafim Choma, Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun, Lemukafis Choma, Mimos HaKashmerosh. That comes to differentiate between walled cities that were known to be walled during the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, and walled cities that were not known to be walled during the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, but are known to be walled now during the days of Purim, during the days of HaKashmerosh. Oh, that's why you need to tell me, you differentiate between Medina, Medina. And we differentiate between ear of ear, you need that as well. Ear of ear nami, l'chalik being Shushan and Shara Yaris. The differentiate between Shushan, which we don't know whether it was walled or not during the days of Yoshua ben Nun, and all the other cities, which if they were walled, they read it on Tesvav, and if they weren't walled, they read it on Yodalit. Ah, so Rabbi Kiva is sitting pretty. He needs Medina, Medina, ear of ear. El Rabbi Shuvan Karcha, Bishlama, we understand why he needs Medina, Medina, l'chalik, Bain, and we delete the word Shushan Lashara Yaros. We have it Bain Mukafes Choma Mimos Achashverosh L'Sheina Mukafim Chomos Mimos Achashverosh. Oh, that's what you need it for, to teach us this distinction between cities walled in the days of Achashverosh versus the cities that were not walled during the days of Achashverosh. Oh, very good. But what does he need Irvir for then? El Irvir Lamai also, what does he need it for? Some of Yeshua and Karcha. No, you have no problem. I'm the only one with the problem. You, Rabbi Akiva, also have a problem. The town of our mission also has a problem. Why? Kiva this lay prazi, since you have your Xavier Shabbat prazi, so then you don't need Medina Medina. You already have the Drasha. Lomali, why do you need Medina Medina? Ella, what are you going to say? Ella Kral, the Drashu, the Asa, is coming to teach us a Drasha. Uktav Yeshua ben Levi, it teaches us this Drasha of Yeshua ben Levi. That's what you're going to say, so we'll say the same thing. And what is Rabbi Shuvan Levi? That we're saying with Rabbi Shuvan Levi who da'asa. What is that to Rabbi Shuvan Levi? Krach, we call it somachlo, that it comes to teach us that a walled city and everything surrounding it has the din of the walled city. We call it near imo, nidon kekrach. Not only the walled city itself, but anything that's near the walled city is also reading it on Tesvav and not on your Dalit. Ad kamba, how close do you have to be that we say that you have the din of Tesvav and not the din of Yadalit? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Vitam Ruchia Barabba, either Rabbi Yirmiyah or Ruchia Barabba said that it came Chamson L'Tverya, mil, the distance between the city of Chamson and the city of Tverya, which by the way is a mil. So Gemara says, Leim a mil, why are you telling me Chamson L'Tverya? Just tell me a mil and I'll know a mil. So if you're within a mil of a walled city, you read it on Tesvav. Why are you telling me Mechamson L'Tverya? It seems to be extraneous information. Shmuel says, no, it's never extraneous information. Ha'kamashwan, the Chiddush is over here, the Shiur, the mil. How much is a mil? If we tell you it's a mil, we can say how much is a mil. So it's the distance that it takes to walk between Chamson and Tverya. Kama ave, ki Mechamson L'Tverya. It's the distance between Chamson and Tverya. since we made one statement in the name of Yirmiyah, Yitema Rechia Barabba, we'll make another one now. Madzapach, the letters Mem, Nun, Sadi, Pei, and Chav, which have a regular letter and a letter Sofit. They have an Enda letter. They have a Sofis letter. So Madzapach, the Tzofim Amorim, they were instituted by the Nevi'im. Tzofim are the Nevi'im. So they listed over here the letters Madzapach, they have them as a letter in the middle of the word, and also as an enda letter, an enda mem, an enda nun, they have them as a letter sophis as well. The Gemara questions this statement, however, from Yirmiyah or Rochia Barabba, and says, really, the Tizbara? How could that possibly be that the Nevi'im should add something? We know that the Torah was written, Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. You're not allowed to add anything to it. Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Eila HaMitzos, these are the mitzos, implication being, no other mitzos. Shein Navi Rashai L'chadish Dovi Meyata. Even a Navi, as great as they are, can only do what we call a Horo Ashah, a one-time type of change. Like Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel says, you're allowed to go and sacrifice today outside the base of Midrash, but you're not allowed to make any changes on a long-term basis. So how can you tell me that the Chozim, the Tzofim, that they were the ones that were instituting Mansapach, they changed around the letters and made end letters that were different than the middle letters for those letters of Mansapach. Furthermore, for Od, Hamar Chissa said, Mem b'samach shebeluchos, and we turn to Gimel of Aleph, b'nei sayu omdim. The Mem and the Samach are letters that are circular or square. They're a whole. And they occurred that even though they were engraved into the Luchos, so they should have not been able to stand the Luchos. They're not connected to anything. They were, there's a space around them, that the hole inside of them, that they shouldn't have been connected to anything, and therefore they magically stood, miraculously, and they stood, that they were able to stand. B'nei sayu omdim. So, okay, the Samach, okay, that's a regular letter, beginning and the end of the word. But the Mem is different. The Mem in the middle of the word would be able to be attached to the Luchos. It's only the end of Mem, the Mem Sofis, that can't be attached. So how can you tell me that the Tzofim, the Nevi'im, instituted this idea of Matzapach? It clearly was present at the time of the Matan Luchos, at the giving of the Torah. So I said, you're right. In. You're 100% correct. It obviously was there from the Torah. The Nevi'im can't add on anything, and it was at the time of Matan Torah that that's the way the letters were. Mahavahavu. It already existed at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Matzapach letters were not something that the Nevi'im were Mechadish. However, below have a Yodday, Hei Be'emtza Teva, Hei Be'sof Teva. So the letters of Matzapach, there was a middle letter and an end letter. And they didn't know which one was which. And along come the Nevi'im, Vasu Tzofim, Takino Pesuchim, the Emtze Teva, and the Tzofim, the Nevi'im, came along, and they put the letters that were Pesuchim, the, quote, open letters, in the middle of the word, and they put the closed letters, the end letters, Ustumim Besof Teva. But we still have the same question. So, Eila HaMitzos, Shein Novi, Osud L'Kadesh, Dova Meyata. Okay, even if they didn't make the idea of having end letters, but to state that these are the ones that are the end of the letter and at the end of a word, and these are the ones that are at the beginning of a word, so that's still a problem as well for the Nevi'im to be Mechadish that. So Gemara concludes and says, you're right. It was really, again, Mehavahabu. It was really all the time from Matan Torah that the letters were in this way. But Nebuch, because of all the persecutions and over time, Elishichachum, the people forgot which were the letters that were in the middle of Mansapach and which were the form of the letter that was at the end of the word. And therefore, Chazru v'yistum. The Nevi'im came along, the Tzofim came along, Chazru v'yistum. And they reestablished this tradition, and therefore they're not Mechadish something, and therefore it is not a problem. With this we conclude the first beautiful day of the Gemara in Megillah. Yitz Hashem, we should be zocha to finish this Masechta and many, many, many more Masechtas together as we go through this and many more Daf Yomi cycles. V'yezus Hashem. Thank you for listening.